Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. There'll come a morning people won't take him as a serious person. This is a man who happened to have had a good cause. Auditing the Federal Reserve, cleaning up the Federal Reserve. And I think as a protest, he's a very reasonable candidate. As a potential president, a person who thinks the United States was responsible for 9/11, a person who believes, who wrote in his newsletter that the World Trade Center bombing in 93 might have been a CIA plot, a person who believes it doesn't matter if the Iranians have a nuclear weapon.
Could you vote for him?
No.
That's Newt Gingrich outlining the reasons why he thinks Ron Paul is a terrible choice for president. Presidential GOP side of the race is the biggest item of 2011, and that's where we get started this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here. Here's talk host Tommy Tucker talking to political science professor Joseph Smith of the University of Alabama about Gingrich's controversial remarks on judges and what effect, if any, it's having on his campaign.
As a man of history, it just strikes me as odd that he would take this position. Did you think this is all about pandering to a base, or is he serious about this?
It's probably a little bit of both. I mean, he's running for president right now, so he's trying to get the attention of, at this point in the Republican primary, he's trying to get the attention of the relatively conservative voters who actually do come out and vote in the primary. But I think that he probably also has seen some rulings that generally strike him as illegitimate, and he probably sincerely thinks that there should be a way to prevent or to kind of limit the power of the courts in those situations.
See, and let me just be fair here, and in terms of full disclosure to the audience, I'm a registered Republican. I'm more of an independent in terms of how I vote. I've just not gotten around to changing my registration, but I do vote in just about every election. I can't think of one that I've missed recently, but I'm also a frustrated lawyer in that I was tempted to go to law school when I graduated from college, didn't, and decided to do this. But I'm a staunch believer in laws, and that's the only thing that keeps us together as a society. And when I hear things like elitist judges and controversial rulings and un-American, those things trouble me deeply, because it seems like to the guy that loses a court case, it's always a controversial ruling. Am I missing something here or not?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think that his proposals are very at odds with the American traditions. And so I would say the idea of calling federal judges in front of Congress to have them explain particular rulings, the idea of impeaching federal judges because you don't like their rulings, those are way outside the American traditions. And so, if that's what counts as being un-American, then those are un-American. On the other hand, I think that he was able to identify a couple, well, this one recent ruling, I think, out of somewhere in Texas, where a federal judge admonished a high school principal or superintendent that if they allowed any kind of religious language at the high school graduation, that he would incarcerate, I think the principal or the superintendent. And, that's extreme, and that caught his attention, and that's a very nice issue for a Republican primary, because it sort of combines the idea of religious freedom, as well as the idea of judges maybe getting a little beyond what they should do.
If a president were to decide, for example, to ignore Roe v. Wade or to ignore a ban on school prayer in public schools or the display of religious symbols in public places, would you be for that or against it? And do you think Newt Gingrich is on to something here? And would you like the president to have that kind of power?
All right, let's have some more in a few moments on the state of the GOP race here on our Talk Radio Review of the Year.
Do you take Viagra?
What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at $18 a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
It's only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
The Republicans who want to be president, big talk topic for the year. From Fox News, Rich Johnson here has host Jimmy Cefalo, and they're talking about the weather in Iowa and what impact that may have on the caucus coming up January 3rd.
The first forecast I've seen for next Tuesday says, sunny in 39, clear and crisp and cold, but nothing in the way.
Well, and that has been one of the stories which some people think may affect the caucus, the turnout, and who ends up winning. That is whether there will be or won't be any bad weather. Of course, 6 days ahead, still some time for it to change, but that's good news, I guess, for some of the candidates.
Yeah, Romney certainly can benefit from that, from having casual folks show up. The thought was that the Ron Paul people would dig their way to the caucuses if there were 5 feet of snow, but doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
You know, it's kind of interesting because one of the conversations we had here last week was about if Ron Paul does do as well as some people anticipate, if he actually wins the Iowa caucus, whether it'll be the end of the Iowa caucus as the first in the nation and whether it'll have any legitimacy at all unless they make major changes.
Yeah, people here are dismissing that. Hey, they're not sure Ron Paul's going to win anyway. First is always first, and that is going to be a cachet for anybody and a morale booster, regardless of how big a deal it is later on in the campaign. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of winners win it all afterwards, but it's certainly helped some people.
Yeah, and for some people, they've kind of put all of their eggs in one basket. Rick Santorum has practically lived in the state for the last year.
Yeah, the thinking is if anybody's going to break out and be a surprise, say, third-place finisher, it might be Rick Santorum. Of course, then the question is, what do you do then? If you haven't done a thing in New Hampshire or South Carolina, if you survive Iowa and get your ticket punched for New England, and you got nothing to take with you, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Rudy Giuliani, the 2008 campaign, for some unknown reason, put all of his eggs in the Florida basket and then didn't do well here, and so his campaign was over. Are there any thoughts on who might not do well there, their campaign officially coming to an end the next day?
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw, Michelle Bachmann, although she talks about going farther. She doesn't have a lot of money, so she's already on fumes. And when you don't finish well, the money dries up pretty fast. Just ask Tim Pawlenty, who, dropped out after the Iowa straw poll. Kind of regretted that decision. That may be the same story. Perhaps not the same story, actually, for Rick Perry, because he does have a lot of money in reserve, and even if he doesn't do very well here, he can get on at least through the end of January in Florida.
Yeah, and kind of like South Carolina, not so much how Iowa or South Carolina go, does the nation go, really more conservative voters, more social issues on the top of their mind than the country as a whole.
Yeah, and the other thing to remember is that those first four, and I think some in February, the delegates will be allocated proportionally, not a winner-take-all situation.
Right.
So even if you're finished fifth or sixth, if you've got some delegates, you might stay in just to remain a player.
Talk host Charlie Sykes now with Craig Gilbert, who's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They talk the two of them together about why the caucuses in Iowa matter and whether or not we ought to care about it.
Go back to 2008. Mike Huckabee got 34.3% of the vote. Mitt Romney was number two, 25%. Fred Thompson was in third place. McCain, who went on to get the nominee, was in fourth place. But the number of votes are incredibly small. I mean, Mike Huckabee won with about 40,000 votes, 41,000 votes,
yeah,
which is basically enough to get you elected, what, to the state senate in most states. So we've had the Ames straw poll, big deal, catapulted Michelle Bachmann to the top of the race, forcing Tim Pawlenty to drop out, which was a strange decision. You've had all of these online polls, all of which I think have been run by won by Ron Paul, and it does make you wonder whether or not we invest so much significance in just some of these things that turn out to be outliers. I think you don't want to.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, we've kind of reached the point of absurdity with things like the Ames straw poll. It's not only the IV point, the Iowa caucuses are kind of arcane and unrepresentative enough when you think about just the percentage of people in Iowa that are participating is tiny compared to like New Hampshire or the Wisconsin primary, which is a real kind of test of the electorate. And then when you start talking about these straw polls, I mean, Tim Pawlenty just, he was fighting the last war, and he just banked on this, what turned out to be a very obsolete strategy of, these early tests. And he's kicking himself because...
I was going to ask you that, because you look back on that in retrospect. If Tim Pawlenty was in this race, he would have had his moment to surge, wouldn't he?
No doubt. I mean, look at everybody else who's had their moment.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt. And he would have just had to have run a different campaign from the outset. But if he kind of run a lean campaign and lived off the land and hung around like everybody else, he would have had a shot.
Up next, we continue with some of the other top radio topics of the year. That's up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Year in Review.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. Talk radio, talk television, the big items of this year, 2011. One of the biggest has been the economy. This year, that's included government shutdowns, super committee, the millionaire tax, and even recent standoff over the payroll tax extension. You might think that this next piece of audio comes from last summer, but it's actually from this week. Talk host Trey Ware talking to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal about the president's asking Congress to raise the debt ceiling. Good God, not again.
The president is going to ask to increase the debt limit by $1.2 trillion. That will take us from $15 trillion in our debt ceiling to $16.4 trillion in our debt ceiling, Stephen.
Yeah, well, here we go again, because as you remember, about 6 months ago, we had this big fight over raising the debt ceiling last year. Republicans insisted on some spending cuts. I'm not so sure it really prevailed in getting those spending cuts. In fact, I have a piece coming out in the Wall Street Journal in the next few days that shows that actually in 2012, the budget's going to go up over 2011. So we have an out-of-control budget. We have a debt that has increased by $5 trillion over the last 4 years, which is an ungodly huge number. And this is a cancer cell on our economy. We have to do something about this debt, but nobody in Washington wants to take action.
There is a split in the country, too, Stephen. There are those who buy off on more of a Keynesian theory, and they typically are liberal Democrats who believe, well, you just have to spend more. The deeper you go into debt, hey, the way you work your way out of this is you spend more and more. But when has that ever worked?
Never. And in fact, it certainly didn't work in 2009 when President Obama passed the $850 billion stimulus bill, which was, in my opinion, the most expensive and costly policy flop in American history. I mean, we didn't get 3 million jobs. We didn't lower the unemployment to less than 8%. In fact, I would argue that 3 years later, we're still in a recession. And I think a lot of Americans would agree with that when you look at the unemployment rate in this country. So this is just an excuse for liberals to spend. You're right. There's a lot of liberals who, you know, I read a piece the other day in the New York Times. You were just mentioning the New York Times. And it said that, you know, we're not borrowing enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what planet are these people on? I mean, we're borrowing $1 trillion a year. That's, by the way, 12 zeros with a trillion. And that's not enough money to juice the economy. I would argue that this debt has become the single greatest economic crisis, and it's what's holding back an expansion.
Here are some talk radio callers with different opinions on the future of our economy.
You know, I think that the economy is potentially in a good place. I live in a state that immigration seems to be a real problem, and I think that we really need to crack down on the immigration status, because there are a lot of jobs. I think that there needs to be a national language mandate, whereas folks have to speak English, and then that stops a lot of the illegals from having these jobs. It's really a powerful tool when you are able to speak another language on the job.
Not at all. Not with, you know, the Congress and the Senate that are there. I can give you an example. Nancy Pelosi, who is the champion of the poor, just is paying $10,000 a night in Hawaii. That doesn't even include her security team. I truly believe that if we got rid of half of the scoundrels in there that are making millions of money on the side, I mean, they didn't get there being a millionaire. Some of them did, but most of them didn't. And I think that a lot of the money that we're pouring out for these guys to take vacations in Hawaii for $10,000 a night, I think that's very embarrassing.
I really got strong confidence in the economy. It tends to go in cycles, and it always has in history, and it just takes a long time for it to come back when it's been in a really big mess like it's been in, and there's plenty of blame to go around. Hopefully people will get it right this time and vote the right people in and vote the wrong people out. That's my comment. Thank you.
You want more of the Talk Radio Top 10 Topics of the Year, right? Stick around. They're coming up next.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. Or call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Water you will enjoy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talk radio's top 10.
Reviewing the hot hits from this past year. Sort of a memorial, if you will, to what's been going on talk television, talk radio, the issues of the year, people that folks are talking about. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a service provided by people who understand how to get to the bottom of the issues. I guess it's my father used to call it customer preference. So we're doing the year in review here, focusing our attention on the top talk radio topics of the year. A battle over unions, just one of the other talked about. This is one of the most talked about, most interesting discussions of the year, I think. Let's listen to some of the callers who have some important thoughts. Here's John in Charlotte with some thoughts on unions.
The point I wanted to make was unions are a very important aspect of American employee rights and relations after the post-industrial period. In the early 1900s to stop child labor and other abuses, but now we have federal laws to protect individuals against that. And the unions have morphed into more of a political arm of the Democratic Party to basically mandatorily fundraise. But what we're seeing in American politics right now is the American electorate is hurting because of the state of the economy. And they're starting to look at the fact that 15% of the American people are getting a particular coddled treatment compared to what they're getting in the private industry. And so what we're seeing is the American populace is starting to wake up. Unfortunately, we're also seeing that Mr. Obama is siding with the elite 15% that he considers part of his base, and that's alienating a lot of Americans, that he's making that choice, because everybody's a worker, everybody is an employee, and when you have our employee, the American president, siding with the unions, which are 15%, not only that, when he's also siding with groups that are obviously socialist, Marxist, communist, we've got a big problem in this country. And as the Tea Party showed in the last election, the American people are starting to wake up and see what they've got at the helm of our country, and not only in domestic politics, but foreign policy, and they're really starting to get worried and get upset, and they'll only come back to haunt the Democrats, not only in the states, but also the presidential election of 2012.
800-510-8255. That was, other than the Marxist-Leninist comments, probably one of the best calls I've heard for a long time in general, having an understanding of the issue. Unions only represent 15% of the workers in this country. Aren't everybody considered workers, or just union members? And the battle over unions as it came down to whether or not you're a local municipal employees or state employees or federal employees ought to be unionized, that seems fairly clear as well to many people. There ought not to be unions in the public sector. So what do you think? 800-510-8255. We're working through these as quickly as we can. Some of the hot issues, the top news talk stories of this past year in review. Dorothy in Wisconsin, listening to WAYY.
I'm calling in because, obviously, I'm close to the epicenter of what's going on with the collective bargaining rights. I'm a retired teacher, and I have to say that in my time in the district I was teaching in, the teachers were taking pay freezes and, you know, trying to restructure the health care providers because the health care costs were so expensive. And unions obviously figured into what kinds of health care benefits we were able to negotiate. And we're only 15% of all the people who work in America. In my line of work, I have to wonder, well, for all the kids that are coming up, do their parents want a race to the quality standards in China where people are, you know, earning $3 an hour? That's sort of what this anti-union idea is. I mean, unions were put together in order to help the people without a voice have a voice. Why aren't the public or the private sector people having a voice? Is there no union for just the private sector people to come together? He said there were federal laws, but good luck for an average working person trying to fight. Everything you're seeing on the Comedy Central channel shows about the civility of everybody there is pretty true in the main, in Wisconsin. I'd have to say that, you know, if there's any rhetoric out there trying to say that Governor Walker was forced to put force on the street, the cab driver who drove me, who was a Republican the other day, he said, you know, he never talked about any of this when we voted for him. I said, well, more of you have to get out there and tell that story, too.
Mm-hmm. There's a pretty interesting. That's another, I think, pretty intelligent. We have, for the most part, very intelligent listeners and callers. What happens in this circumstance of the Talk Radio Review? We solicit your calls at 800-510-8255. We put some of you on the air live. Some of your calls we edit for playback later. And in the case of many of the calls that you'll hear in the year in review shows, the essence of what we're talking about here is a review of not only what the hosts have been saying, but some of the calls that came in at the time the issue was hot. So with that in mind, we move on to listening to this call that came in from Arizona. Caller's name is Pat.
They're the last thing that the middle class has left. The Republicans have joined with the uber-rich, and there's no way for the Democrats or the independents to get their word out because the Republicans own the media, the five media companies, and there's just nowhere. They say, well, there's so much ways to get your message out. There isn't, there absolutely isn't, and the only way that the Democrats and independents can be heard at all is because the unions do support the other side and help people. There's plenty that the uber-rich corporate that doesn't need any more help, but they keep getting it. They brought down the economy, and now they're blaming teachers and nurses and policemen. And look at all the states, like Alabama, that have absolutely no unions, and they're horrible. I mean, they have, their economies are terrible. I mean, it's not the unions that are causing it, people. It's the over-rich are greedy.
Wow. She's been listening to all of the hot hits on MSNBC. Wrong, 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 and wrong. In essence, the idea of the little people and the big people. There are lots of people in this country who are greedy, no question about that. And some of them are members of the unions, maybe running unions. There are a lot of people in all walks of our lives who are like that. But she was intelligent. That was a good call. Something to talk about, something to share. 800-510-8255. Up next, the discussion of Obamacare and how much of a factor was that in all of our listening and exercising our brain, listening to news talk radio and the things that were talked about on television. So that's in the focus next, the year in review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the first day of my new job, and the last thing I want is to show up late. Fortunately, my GPS gets me right where I need to be without any delays along the way.
Destination ahead.
I want the same thing when I do my taxes. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step, and calculations are guaranteed 100% accurate, so I know it's done right, which helps me reach my maximum refund guaranteed.
Go to TurboTax.com today. Accurate calculations and maximum refund money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Arden Rowley, Korean War POW, December 1950 to August 1953.
It wasn't the athletic contest that I remember vividly about that visit to the officer's cab. It's something that happened the second night. The door opened and an officer stuck his head in. He said, "Shh, follow me." This officer led us between several of the buildings in the POW camp, and we ended up in what was the camp kitchen, and it was dark inside. When the officer reached up and pulled the switch of a single light bulb in the middle of the room, and on the table was a cake about 16 by 20 inches inside, decorated as the flag of the United States. I knew, and it reminded me that that flag represented every POW, in fact, every man that had given his life in Korea.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. Look for a $5 coupon in this Sunday's paper.
the overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the year 2011 as we round out the year with a focus on a lot of these big stories. Obamacare certainly on the top of lots of people's minds. Back in September, host Kobe Mock and Kevin Thomas talked to Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning about the president's health care plan, which has been ruled unconstitutional in a number of states and is now headed to the Supreme Court.
You announced today that Nebraska is part of a coalition, I think it's 26 states, that are going to move forward in challenging the constitutionality of Obamacare. So let me get this right, though. We have filed the appeal ourselves, correct?
We have. NFIB, the National Federation of Independent Businesses, has filed as well. The federal government has filed as well. Everybody agrees this thing ought to go to the Supreme Court. We're highly confident they're going to take it. They usually only take 2 or 3% of cases, but this one's different.
Well,
and we believe they'll take it.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that the individual mandate of the act was found unconstitutional. Once that was found unconstitutional, isn't that enough to stop Obamacare?
Well, I wish that was the case. It was found unconstitutional in the district court in Florida. If that decision was upheld by the 11th Circuit, Court of Appeals in Atlanta. This is a case that I and other states are directing. Me and five others are directing it for the 26-state coalition. But there are other courts that have found it to be constitutional, other circuit courts that have found it to be constitutional. So we have really differing decisions by differing circuit courts. But the main lawsuit is the 26-state lawsuit. We believe the Supreme Court will take this one up. There was some difference. You know, the district court judge said not only was it unconstitutional, it wasn't severable, so that the whole law should fall of its own weight. Without the mandate, the law falls. The appellate court said that indeed the mandate was unconstitutional, but that it would be severable. So one of the questions for the Supreme Court, probably the main question, is the mandate severable if indeed it's unconstitutional? So all those will be questions taken up by the Supreme Court.
Now, there was part of this, the news that came out yesterday, was that the federal government could have made an appeal directly to this appeals court that made the ruling last time. Were you surprised that the federal government didn't meet yesterday's deadline, at least asking for reconsideration of that ruling?
Absolutely, yeah. That's an interesting point. They could have asked for what's called an en banc ruling. The decision of the 11th Circuit was made by a three-judge panel, as appellate decisions are made in the federal district courts or in the federal appellate courts, but you can ask for a ruling from the full 11th Circuit, which is 13 or 14 judges, however many they've got at this time. They didn't do that, which essentially tells us they want a decision before the election as well. We expect the court to take it this fall. We expect, you know, it to be briefed up this fall, arguments in the spring, and a decision by next June or July. And so what you're seeing here is the Obama administration also wants a decision by the election. And so that, I think, is kind of fascinating in terms of politics and strategy. There was many who believed that the Obama administration would probably ask its Department of Justice to wait and delay this thing past the 2012 elections next fall. They want a decision as well. So everybody does, and we're going to get one.
All right, so Obamacare, you can be sure that'll be on the hit list in the year 2012 when we review it one more time a year from now. Right now, though, we're focused on this past year, 2011, and the hot hits in talk radio. One of them certainly goes back to earlier in the year when Charlie Sheen got himself into trouble. Here are our hosts Ian and Marjorie Punnett talking about Sheen, who called into an ESPN show during that week, or at least the first week of this fiasco, insisting he was ready to go back to work.
Charlie Sheen has been coming by the set, continues to come by the set of Two and a Half Men,
mm-hmm.
Even though the set is vacant. And
that's kind of sad.
Well, apparently he's trying to make a point.
Uh-huh, that he could be there every day.
He could be there every day. He could be there at any hour. He's ready to go.
Right.
This claim was first made in an interview yesterday with Dan Patrick of ESPN Radio. He said he's going back to work, and nobody's there. Here's Charlie Sheen on the radio yesterday.
How'd you lose your voice?
Well, I went back to work, and I was banging on the stage door. Hello? Where's everybody? And I don't know what happened. I guess they're closed.
They won't let you back in?
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just figured, you know, I'm supposed to go back to work because I'm ready.
Wait, you're on hiatus.
No, we're in forced hiatus. They said, you get ready, we'll get ready. And I got ready, I went back. Nobody's there. I don't know what to tell you then. Nobody's there.
Yeah.
Well, wait, how do they tell you? You're the star of Two and a Half Men. So do you? Who decides when you get to? You can't do One and a Half Men.
No. And that was clearly revealed when they had to bring me back this year, you know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just, I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it, you know.
When are you scheduled to start shooting again?
I believe August of 2014 at this pace. I don't know. It's supposed to be like the 28th or...
Somewhere right there. So he was... this is when he said that he did it over the weekend, went by there, went by again yesterday,
right,
according to published reports, and he keeps trying to make the point that he's ready to go back to work. Now, I don't know about the Potter Bot hiatus. I think he's got... I think he puts the high in hiatus.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Joining us now on the countdown as we review the hot hits from 2011 is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the legal authority here, advising you to protect you from and your family from the scams that are everywhere. Holiday season seems to bring out the worst in people, maybe the best in people and the worst in people, Steve. So if you go to stevelaw.net, you'll find lots of helpful information. And you can also go to Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, see Steve's picture and click on that for the information that we're talking about. Okay, from the point of view of legal controversy, perhaps the number one story of the year is the Penn State scandal and maybe the related stuff going on at Syracuse. Do you think that could be conceived to be the number one legal issue or conversation of the year?
Yeah, I think it is something that everyone has been talking about, and it's incredible. The story seemed to open up similar type of incidents at, you know, many other institutions, making you wonder, is this something that is confined to Penn State, or is this really a problem of any number of institutions that are more concerned with protecting itself than protecting children?
All right, so what are the legal ramifications? What do victims of this, what is their recourse? In terms of general atmosphere on the college campus, kids, you know, you can imagine lawyers suing for anything. I'm thinking there's a class action lawsuit here that perhaps looks for some kind of money as a result of anxiety created by having this on campus. I mean, anything's imaginable, right?
Yeah, you know, I used to have a professor who had what he called the purple test. You make every argument you wouldn't turn absolutely purple with embarrassment to make.
Right.
And we've got a high threshold for purpleness in the legal profession. So, yeah, I do think you're going to find families and the children suing various entities, including the university, because the university took on a role with this.
Yeah.
And particularly the issues of children that may have been molested after it became apparent that Sandusky still has his presumption of innocence, but you know, we don't have to give him that here on the radio, and it looks pretty darn damning, the evidence against him. So did the university do enough? Are they going to be responsible? Will changes be made at colleges and university? I hope the changes will be done.
Another big item this past year in terms of legality, Dr. Conrad Murray's trial, the so-called Michael Jackson trial. It wasn't Michael Jackson at all, but it was Conrad Murray who was accused of killing him. What sort of precedent came from that, if anything?
Well, you know, that was a very interesting one, and after a number of high-profile juries came out with outrageous verdicts. Casey Anthony comes to mind. Everyone was kind of nervous with the Conrad Murray case. Here, though, it's kind of very much unprecedented. Here was a doctor on trial for manslaughter. It wasn't that he was trying to kill Michael Jackson, far from it, but it was reckless action on his part that did lead to Michael Jackson's death. The evidence seemed pretty strong. The jury went along with it, and Dr. Murray is going to be doing some time in prison.
One of the things, as the year draws to a close, we were thinking about the troops coming out of Iraq, and that's caused a lot of attention to be focused on men and women who have been in the service, who have injuries, who have illnesses, the government's not taking care of them. What sort of law is there that inveigles itself into this?
You know, this is where the law is one of those things that doesn't solve every problem. And I think it's an abomination. I really can't say enough about the fact that we send these young men and women off to war. We
awful.
Commit them. We put them in harm's way.
Yep.
Then they come back, and we don't fund the programs to try and help them out. And it's medical programs. It's educational programs. You know, we forget about the veterans once they return, and I just think that's absolutely horrible. You find the money, you find $1 trillion to go into a war in Iraq. You can put some of it into our troops who went and did the dirty work.
Well, there's plenty of money that's gone to the military industrial
oh, yeah.
complex to make them rich. That should be something that bothers people. I like to see American industry do well, but there's no reason why both of these things can't go hand in hand. 30 seconds on Obamacare before we run out of time. What's the more important prediction for it in 2012?
It's a huge one, and this is one where federal courts have ruled on both sides, being constitutional and non-constitutional, and it's going up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has actually agreed to take the case. I think in an unusual decision, you will find that the justices, the conservative justices led by Justice Roberts, who have ruled against him in the past, will actually rule in his favor and find it constitutional.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal expert here on The Countdown, check him out at talkers.com.
Hi, it's